Our mission for this episode is not to mention Fleury in the first 5 minutes. Oh, bollocks. We've just done it.
Hi, I'm Steve Rick.
And I'm Tim Elliott.
And welcome to the RE of Marketing podcast.
A podcast where we rethink, replay and remark on all good things to do with branding and marketing. Steve, we're back for the final episode of season three. Can you believe it? Season three.
It's gone quick yet again. It's been a really... You know when we started this season, we're going to do hybrids. It's going to be a little bit different. It's becoming a little more professional, but with less professionalism, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. I think a bit more practiced, less professional.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe.
And we started by going, let's discuss some new topics with some new people. Let's have some co-hosts on. Let's have some conversations ourselves. I think for me, it's really, I love talking to other people just as much as talking to you.
Thank you, for a start. And,
No, it was definitely a dig at you.
I thought it was. It is late. In the season, so I was a little mentally tired. But I agree, right? I think conversations change stuff, right? And we've had conversations with just us two or plus another that have changed us, right? And we've spoken about that. So with this episode in mind, on our tipping point, right? I thought it right to reflect on what we've done so far in all of the seasons and this one, and explain what changes we expect to come because of that, right? As a result of that work we've been doing, although it's been a lot of fun for work.
Yeah, amazing. It doesn't feel like work, does it?
It's not work, is it? But I mean, it takes work. We just don't get paid for it.
Yes. So yeah, sponsors. Anybody wants a sponsor?
But we've done three seasons of 10 episodes, yeah. I would say, in just over a year, maybe just under a year.
I think it's under a year. I think I think it's about 10 months. 10, 11, it's around 10 months we've done 30 episodes.
Which people have remarked to me that, boy, you crank out the podcast episodes, but it's less than one a week. And I think one episode a week is not a ridiculous number.
I think, but then that is filled up also with, we like to evolve, don't we?
Yeah.
And after series two, season two, we started saying about the little rebite episodes that you started releasing as well. So, they're also, you know, with the rebites that you've been doing, of which I think you're on 18 or 19.
18, 17, something.
You know, I mean, that's 48 in 10 months. So I can understand why people think there's a lot coming, but it's a nice medium to do it in.
Do you know what? It's been fundamentally changing. I think if you remember the Fleury episode, which is the penultimate one to this, I believe.
You said her name in the first 5 minutes.
I know, I ruined it.
I think you owe a shot.
Oh, we should have a drinking game where every time we mention Fleury, we have a shot. She will love that. That would be like our little tribute to her.
Yeah, it would. We'd all be in hospital with, you know, kidney failure and stuff, though.
Yeah, that's fair. That's for you, for me, that one. But we mentioned that, you know, the conversation we had with her in I don't know, episode three or four of season two, can't remember the number specifically, but, like, changed stuff, right? It changed perspective and it changed a lot of things. But every conversation we've had, right, designed or not designed, we wanted to do a marketing podcast, right? We said I had to do a marketing podcast because we both felt like we had words to say about marketing stuff. Quickly realized, I think, that if people were to see, oh, it's a nice new marketing podcast and came to listen to us, they wouldn't learn masses about marketing podcasts, but which is, you know, I don't know, it's not an error, but we've definitely evolved into being something about the re part of our title rather than the marketing part, right? The rethinking, the reframing, the remarking on part is massively outweighed the marketing part of the title.
Massively. When you look back to this series in series three, season three, what are we calling them, series or seasons? Seasons.
Seasons. I don't mind.
Okay. If you look at the context and the content that we've discussed throughout this season compared to what we put out to everybody in the first three or four episodes of the first season, which was more marketing focused, even though it did deviate at some points, it's very different content. And, you know, but it's content that we're enjoying talking about as much as anything else. And it's actually stuff that we're learning from as much as anything else. And one thing that is always going to happen, no matter if you're in marketing or not in marketing, is your interests evolve and your understanding evolves. And actually that's what's happened to us over the last 10 months or so, is we've evolved on what we want to discuss with other people.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, if you want a practical, tactical, marketing-focused podcast, there are 4.5 million, I think, technically, on the last count, other ones who do it better. But there's only one of us trying to change stuff, trying to discover and learn and explore through conversations with people we find interesting and we think have value to add to others and to the world, and will challenge our assumptions and challenge other people's thinking about the work they do as marketing or what marketing should be. But I think we hit on it early doors when we reframed what marketers and marketing means, right? And it's maybe that definition has changed for me. May over the period of this time. Maybe I was trying to stick a marketing label on something that's more fundamental and systemic and human, and call it marketing because I love marketing. I've been a marketer for 20 odd years. I love that thing. And then rather than be honest and see what marketing could be in the future and its role in the future, which are interconnected, no doubt, but I think that our conversations, our style, our principles and beliefs have been honed by having these conversations, right? We've not purposefully and strategically spoken and delved as deep into this format, right? This podcast has allowed us to develop our thinking, right? Has allowed us to develop our thinking over this period of time, over this, say, let's say 30, 40, 50 hours of conversation. Is a piece of work, right? And it's a piece of change work. And I think it has done that. So I think going forward, we will embrace that more, maybe, and stop trying to forcibly mention marketing in every episode if the conversation's not going that way, and accept that we're more about the remarkable bit.
Yeah, all right. And I find that really exciting, really exciting. I think if you have stumbled across this podcast hoping that it was going to be quite tactical in marketing, then I apologize. It was never going to be that. It was going to be more marketing centric, but things have developed, things have evolved, as we said. But there are some real key things that we want you to continue listening, and we want you to share it with other people and get them to listen, because there's some really big things that we've found through the conversations that we've had. So I'll just show you this, Tim. I know this is an audio podcast, but I've also now got the Hyatt Diary, the Hyatt Annual. And one of those things that you read out to me has changed my last 4 or 5 months of, you know, taking one small step every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's been quite profound. And actually, there's a lot of things inside what we do talk about that we can take away and can have a profound, you can find a profound adoption inside your life for it. So I don't want to stop that. I don't want to stop developing. I don't want to stop learning. And I don't think anybody else wants to either. So I've learned so much from our guests this season again. Yep. Really have, you know, from Johnny Prest and Bertie and Steve Noss, everybody who's been on. You know, you walk away and go, I feel enthused. You know, Ben Lumley with, you know, he's a photographer, but just his outlook in life and how that's helped him on his journey is that one small step.
Like that, like Ben Lumley being a double episode, wasn't it? And we've had Steve Noss back, who like was incredible. Fleury's come back. Bertie and Johnny have progressed from rebites to the full show. You know, the proper show to speak. We've had, like, the conversations have been incredible. I'm still mentally referring back to things we've spoke about in season 2 and season 1, right? Things that the work we've done on this podcast, right? And I say work loosely. but the conversations we've had, right? It's been mental work, right? I feel energized, refreshed, challenged after everyone, right? Which gives me super energy.
It's right. Scary. Like, before I go on a podcast, sometimes before we sit down to record, you sit there and go, "Oh, I don't know if I've got an hour and a half to do this, or actually, I've got to do this as well, etc." As soon as you're on, and as soon as we're talking, or as soon as we're interviewing somebody else, time disappears and it just all goes out the window. And you walk out 2.5 hours later feeling the most energized you can do. It is almost like a drug.
But, you know, I want to harness that, right? I want to take that feeling and do more, as we all should, right? We all should find something we love doing and try and do more of it. Right. And I think this change of, we don't know what it will be or what shape or colour or anything like that, but it will remove the marketing element and focus on the re element of the podcast. Right. Will open us up to have conversations that change us, conversations that because we're representative of people, right, will hopefully change and impact other people from out of the constraints of the marketing industry, right? Just people we find industry interesting, like people who have a perspective or a point of view that challenges the way we think, or challenges, or, you know, or supports the way we think, or amplifies it, or people who have done amazing work that haven't had a voice or a shout out, as you've mentioned in the tail end of Fleury episode last time.
Yeah.
Right. That, like, to shine a light where on stuff that matters to us, and it's our, you know, responsibility to put those out into the world. Right. If everybody did that, and I'm excited about it. I'm not, you know, I think people would have realized quickly that if they wanted a show to make them better marketers, like from tactical information and knowledge, this is probably not the one.
Yeah. And we'll never be that one, because realistically, neither you or I are neither tactical marketers. No.
Neither of us can do that kind of thing.
Which hopefully they would have picked up on after season 1, episode 1.
Yeah. That's why there was such a drop-off between first and second episode of season one of listeners. People were, what happened there? It started off 10 minutes with fine. I don't feel a format coming on. I don't feel a length coming on. I don't feel any constraints coming on. I feel a new name and a new perspective, and that will open doors to more conversations that move people, I hope.
Yeah. Our purpose hasn't changed. As such, it's just that we realise we're talking bigger things than what we first anticipated. Yeah. And we don't want to close those conversations down. It would be the wrong thing to do, is closing those conversations down.
I think, you know, like Fleury is new business director at an agency. Our network and friends are marketers, creative people, right? Whether they will probably be, it's where our interest lies, it's where, you know, our eyes go and stuff. There will be that. But the interesting thing about marketers is not their job title, right? It's not what they do on a day-to-day basis, right? It's the way we think and perceive the world. And
one thing it has done as a medium is it has proved that marketers think bigger than people give them credit for.
Yeah.
You know, I still class myself as a marketer. I still am a marketer. Not a tactical marketer, but I'm still class myself as a marketer. But this is the conversations that we have is where my thought processes are in a day-to-day journey. You know, the conversations I have with my wife are about purpose versus principle, or it will be about purpose washing, or whatever it is. They're the conversations that we have as marketers now. So yes, we're not tactical marketing, but we're still talking around marketing, and it'll still be, like Tim said, a lot of our network are marketers or from a creative background, so they're the people we'll continue to have conversations with in the first instance. But we want to open it up. We want to have conversations with climate activists or people who are trying to change the face of industry. You know, manufacturers. We want to have the conversations where you're trying to make that change.
Yeah, like somebody. I think that's good, right? As we thresh out this idea live on a podcast, it's the, you know, as is the way of this podcast.
Nothing's changed there, Tim.
You know, we'll people who are trying to change a thing, whether that's themselves, the company they work for, society, humanity, company, industry, product, service, insert word that means, I wanted to say vernacular, but I don't think that's the right description of the word. No, we'll have to get Joe Berthelot back on to find out.
Yeah, he's trying to change the way that we speak.
Yeah, trying to use the language we use. But it's... it's that, right? It's that thing that drives us forward. To both of us have been through transformational times individually, personally,
yeah,
right, over the last times, right? So it's natural that this thing we've come together to do has that energy and feeling, because it would be weird not to, it'd be a clash, right? It'd be a barrier, it'd be a hurdle to us if we weren't. Fleury would love this bit as well. Third time, three shots.
Keep it all over it.
Three shots for me, we'll call it this episode. But there'll be four now. But there'll be, you know, it would unhinge that, right? It wouldn't be on purpose. It wouldn't be in our flow, on our energy. It wouldn't adhere to our values and principles, right? And we don't know what it will be, but it will be, we'll bloody love it and give it all our souls. It'll be interesting conversations with interesting people. And I'm going to leave the pitch for it there, because I don't know what else it will be.
We don't know what it's going to be, But actually, that's more exciting than anything else at the moment. We know we've outgrown what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
Like I said, we are just evolving. We are just evolving, and that's fine. It's fine to evolve. And so anybody who's listened up until this point, we really appreciate you listening. You look like a lot. It means a lot every time that we look at numbers and figures and it's gone up another 100 or so. And you go, wow, that, you know, people are actually listening to what we say, which is really nice. And that continues to spur us on at the same time. So.
And if you were hanging on as a marketing podcast listener.
Yeah.
Because, it's not. Because you're in the vain hope that at some point we're going to mention marketing in the hour and a half we wang on about stuff. Now, feel free to no longer subscribe because we probably would definitely not try to force marketing in. And thanks for the listen so far. But
yeah, really appreciate it.
You should hang around because you might learn stuff.
You might have some great stuff. You will learn stuff. There's no doubt about that. We all learn stuff.
What's been, Steve, the highlight episode, if there was one, or the highlight thing or learning from to this point, as we're drawing a line under this era?
What, from all seasons or?
Yeah, like the whole experience, the last.
The one, I referenced it earlier, the one that has made the most impact to me over the last 4 or 5 months was just actually an episode of you and I, with the Hyatt book and the small steps paragraph. It made huge impact for me, absolutely huge impact. But I can't say enough about how every single guest has made me widen my perception further. I know that sounds corny, but it's true. You know, from Paul Chapman, Paul Ince, to Fleury, who is, you know, we talk on a different level and different plane on different things. Everybody's viewpoints I take on board and I listen to, and I actually go away and try to implement it some way. Michael Owen was hugely inspirational.
Yeah.
Hugely inspirational. Steve Nost, you know, on workforce and how you can make brand be fun and exciting in what can be perceived as a drab industry. We've had that many guests, and I cannot remember every single one of you. I apologise if you haven't had a name check until this point. But every single one, I want to thank you for coming on to an unscripted podcast to talk to me and Tim and actually change the way that I do things. I can't say more than thanks for that.
Yeah, I echo that. I think having, it's quite ethereal, mine, and maybe it may be a bit loose, but I'm the format of a podcast, right, of people sharing space and time just to talk, just to have a conversation, is game changing, I think. And has it's the format I consume with the most depth in. I love a book. I love a good book, but it doesn't go in as much. I love a YouTube video. I listen to podcasts. I love going to talks and seeing talks and events and stuff and that sort of thing. But there's something about the mechanism of a conversation that embeds stuff, that changes stuff, whether it's the combination of listening, thinking, and replying that depths it. But I think, you know, in this period of time, no matter who we've spoken to, and we've spoken to a range of folks about a range of stuff, and it's just been good to have that conversation. I appreciate that time because they didn't have to. There's no money in it. There's certainly very little reach in it. But everyone has meant something. Do you know what? Everyone has meant something. And I think we as humans, and certainly from a selfish perspective, myself, need to have more meaningful conversations.
It's like counselling. This is what it is.
Yeah. This is it, right? We just talk to people that we need their help, technically. and then ask them the stuff. So if you were just an imaginary scenario, if you were two guys, middle-aged with no hair, and you thought about this thing, what would you do? What would be the thing?
Yeah. What would it be? We've had some really, really good guests again, though. Fiona was brilliant again, coming back on.
Fiona's one of the wisest people, and like one of the best business people and entrepreneurs I've ever met. Fiona.
Yeah. Learned so much.
Yeah. And Bertie was brilliant. Like we said, Bertie is I know a bunch of people like the label of entrepreneur with themselves, but Bertie is, right? He's done it, done it. He's bought the T-shirt. He's ticked every box on the tick list of stuff.
Really good tips as well. Like smoke testing and things like that. Absolutely. Are you smoke testing every week now?
Yeah, same, right? You know. We take what we learn from the conversation, we move on. And Ben Lumley has unwittingly been my mentor for about a decade, I think.
Yeah, he just doesn't know about it yet, until now.
So when I'm having a wobble or a moment of doubt, I reach out to Ben Lumley and he sorts me out, which is good. But, you know, there's people, right? Little chappers at the Christmas episode.
Do you know what it makes me realise sitting here now is how fortunate we are. I feel really fortunate that I get to have conversations with these people. And I don't get to have those conversations as much as you do. You know, that a lot of these people who have come on have been inside your network already. They're new. Some people are new to me. Uh-huh. But they have completely and utterly made a huge change in the way that I address things or the way that I look at things. And I see things more positively and I see things more clearly. And do you know what? It's completely worthwhile. And I want to continue that journey with more people.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, I think podcast and this medium is, as much as it puts good out into the world, is inherently self-indulgent, which is good. But if we are moved by the stuff, other people will be moved by the stuff, and I rest assured in that.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Anyway, so that's where we're going. That's what we're doing, and we've wasted like 20 minutes of talking about that.
Yeah.
what's been your favourite thing from the past three seasons, Tim? What's the thing that's really stuck with you?
I like the medium, the purpose, the giving yourself time and space to have the conversation is big. I think that lesson of time and space, right? Doing a thing on purpose, not because you have to do it, not because it's scheduled. You know, that choice to do something, right? Yeah. This is the only content format that I've had any form of consistency with ever, I think.
Actually, you chase me to get them booked in the diary, which is saying something.
Which is good. I just think, you know, I'm super pleased it's come to this point. I'm super pleased it's got out into the world. I'm you know, pleased to have met and got to know people like Michael Owen and Steve Noss and Fleurie and Fiona. Like Fiona, I've known for, we've been in the same, she's had her network going for 12 years. I think I was in it 10 years ago. Like I've known her for a long time, but these are the times we've had the best conversations. Like it's not for anything, but there's, it's the fact that we create space for this safe conversations, right? Like a safe space to just talk on purpose, right? And I know we've had a weird year with COVID and stuff, but before that, there wasn't that. Do you know what I mean? There wasn't time and space on purpose.
Well, like you said, your time and space, I think we put it in the show notes for the first episode of this series, your time and space would have been stuck in a traffic jam, mm-hmm. not having a conversation with somebody, but listening to a radio or a podcast of somebody else having a conversation.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I think we've, you know, I hope people have liked it. People have listened for sure. It's like one of those things we get feedback on stuff from people who go, hey, I listened to your podcast. And then nobody shares it or comments publicly or leave reviews. But they go, hey, I love that one. I'm like, hey,
yeah.
Why don't you do it publicly?
It would be nice. It would be nice. I think we've always said we've never done it for that piece anyway. It's always been for you and I just to get together to have a chat about things. That's how it originally started. And it's grown legs from there. And we've had guests on and then co-hosts. And now it's evolving a little bit again. That's all good.
I'm sure people...
You know, one thing that I take away from the last 10 months is I think I've seen more of you during COVID over Zoom than I have ever before. And actually, that's a really nice thing. It's a really nice takeaway to have somebody who I look up to and enjoy spending time with, to actually spend that time learning new things with them at the same time. That's awesome.
Yeah. And look how far we've come, right? We've done, I think, like, this is one of the things I'm proudest of doing. And it doesn't matter if like, people, hundreds and thousands of people listen to it. Do you know what I mean? This is part of what I do.
Yeah.
To live a happy and fulfilled life. I chat with you and or another about stuff because it's important, right? It's important to do that. I don't know. Good. Well, there we go. Shortest episode ever, I reckon.
And it was very self-indulgent, so we apologise.
Yeah, we apologize. But thanks. We are grateful for every one of you.
Super grateful. Actually, I'm going to take that I apologise back after the conversation with Fleury earlier, where she says you can't have can't and negativity. So I'm glad you listened to it. It was good, wasn't it?
It was good. And I'd like to thank all of the guests, not individually, because that would be a weird 5 minutes towards the end of the podcast. But you know who you are. And yeah. And especially Paul Ince and Charlie Thacker from Likemind, who make our ramblings into a podcast, which is beautiful. And Asquo from season 2, who runs and founded Captivate, who makes us doing this thing pretty simple. Because otherwise, if it was any more technically challenging, we would have a real issue with this, if I'm honest. So thanks, Captivate and Likemind. Charlie,
yeah,
all that. Charlie, you're a good man.
Charlie, thank you for listening to our droning voices.
Oh, God, yeah. The only person that's listened to everything. Sorry, mate. Keep this in, by the way. This is an honest public thank you for you.
He has listened to us more than we've listened to it.
Yeah, yeah. He has, because I didn't have to write the show notes for the first 2.5 seasons, I don't think. So that was good. But yeah, all thanks, right, everybody. Yeah. And Steve, thanks, mate.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm off to buy a new podcast mic for this exciting new series.
Yeah, I'm going to upgrade again after Mark Asquith told me mine was shit. So
I want one of those fancy ones on a stick that Johnny Prest has.
Yeah, one you can just pull in from the wall. Yeah.
I'm going after that. Don't know what they are. I'll have to text Johnny Press now. But, you know, that's a conversation for off air. So thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Now, season 3 done.